From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Just because a person is judged sane enough to stand trial does not necessarily mean he's competent enough to act as his own lawyer. That is according to a major decision today from the U.S. Supreme Court. By a 7-2 vote, the court limited the rights of mentally disturbed defendants to represent themselves. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
30 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution guarantees a defendant the right to act as his own lawyer. The problem is that some mentally unstable defendants may meet the criteria for mental competency, but they may still be so disturbed that their trials are a farce. Today's case involved a diagnosed schizophrenic named Ahmed Edwards who tried to steal a pair of shoes and, when confronted by a store security officer, drew a gun and shot a bystander. He was charged with numerous offenses, including attempted murder. But over a 4-year period, he was 3 times found to be mentally incompetent to stand trial, so delusional that he could not follow proceedings and assist a defense lawyer. After treatment at the state mental hospital, he was finally found to be mentally competent, and he wanted to represent himself. But the judge ruled that Edwards was still too disturbed for that. The state Supreme Court reversed, ruling that a defendant, once declared mentally competent to stand trial, has a constitutional right to represent himself. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court disagreed and essentially sustained the ruling of the trial judge. Writing for the 7-justice court majority, Justice Stephen Breyer said the standard for evaluating mental competence to stand trial is different from the standard for evaluating whether someone's mentally competent to serve as his own lawyer. Mental illness varies in degree, observed Breyer. It interferes with an individual's functioning at different times in different ways. In certain instances, he said, a person may be able to understand the charges against him and may be able to assist counsel. That's all that's necessary for him to be found mentally competent to stand trial. But that same person may not be able to carry out the basic tasks needed to present his own defense without the help of a lawyer. In this case, for example, the defendant submitted some motions that read like gibberish. To allow the defendant to represent himself, said Breyer, would undercut the most basic of the Constitution's objectives, providing a fair trial. University of Georgia law professor Erica Hashimoto, whose research is cited in today's court opinion, nonetheless has some concerns it could lead trial judges to run roughshod over the right to represent oneself at trial.
Many judges are not happy about when defendants choose to represent themselves because it makes the proceedings more difficult. Often the defendants are much more talkative than their lawyers would be. They raise issues that lawyers would not raise because lawyers know that there's no legal merit to them. And I think there is a risk that judges will say, I think you're not competent to represent yourself, and therefore you have to accept a lawyer.
Hashimoto's research shows, in fact, that the small number of defendants who represent themselves have marginally more success at trial than those who use lawyers. But Richard Bonney, who directs the University of Virginia Institute of Law, Psychiatry, and Policy, sees little possibility that today's opinion will unfairly limit the right of defendants to represent themselves.
This is about severe mental illness and lack of capacity to pay attention, to express coherent thoughts. Somebody with severe mental disorganization, that would completely erode, unravel, basically, under stress. This is not about lack of education. This is not about lack of skill. This is not about having an attitude.
American Bar Association President Bill Newcomb puts it this way.
The question is, can this person expect to get a fair trial representing herself, given her mental illness?
Dissenting from today's ruling were Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas. Scalia said that the Constitution protects an individual's right to serve as his own lawyer, even if it harms his case. Said Scalia, it seems to be the epitome of unfairness to allow a judge to say, I've heard your desire to proceed by yourself, but I've denied your request, and your lawyer will speak for you from now on. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.